Amy Glavinsky, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us about these three millages. They're essentially property taxes. Is that right?
That's correct. They are three property taxes up for renewal in this weekend's election, all going to the benefit of the Orleans Parish School Board.
So what are these three millages used for?
We've collectively assessed the purposes in our report because they all fall within the broad category of operational expenses. But they include textbooks, instructional equipment and materials, supplies, programs for improving discipline and decreasing dropout rates, and then salaries, fringe benefits, and performance incentives.
If I'm an individual homeowner, how much is this millage going to cost me per year, about?
So based on an average property value of $330,000, it will cost about $264 annually for this particular group of millages.
How much money do these millages raise?
Collectively, they raise $38 million annually. You should think of it as 8 to 9% of the operating budget for each school, which is a pretty critical amount of money given the competing demands each school faces.
Can you say a little bit more about that? What kind of competing demands are we talking about here?
Well, if you think about it from the perspective of what would happen if the millages weren't renewed, take, for example, a school with about 600 students. That's almost $500,000 that they wouldn't receive if the millages weren't renewed. So then you start thinking about like student-teacher ratio, programs that are provided for students. Essentially, things would have to be assessed for cuts. This millage has provided a stable source of funding for almost 30 years. So for that to suddenly go away, schools would be left with, I think it'd be fair to say, a crisis in terms of figuring out how to account for the absence of those dollars in their budgets.
So in New Orleans, we have a unique school system. It's decentralized. Schools get their money handed to them in the form of block grants, and then they make their own decisions about how to spend it. How does that impact how these millages are spent at the school level?
So there is some degree of discretion with how the millages are spent at the school level, but very importantly, the school board is introducing an audit process that we haven't seen thus far that will actually track the uses of these millages at the school level with a series of audits to ensure that they're properly spent.
So this is a school board, not these particular members, but the institution has a long history of mismanagement and corruption. In the opinion of the Bureau of Governmental Research, can voters trust that the current board and the dozens of charter school boards are going to be good stewards of these dollars if voters choose to approve these millages?
In doing our investigation into this millage and in making an ultimate recommendation that voters should support it, we certainly found that there is reason for a degree of confidence in the use of this millage and that fiscal stewardship has improved from what we've historically seen.
Amy Glavinsky, thank you so much.
Thank you.